Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Patel Integrated Logistics Q4 FY 2026 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference has been recorded. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not guaranteed of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Harshil Shah from PhillipCapital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon and a warm welcome to everyone. Thank you for being on the call of Patel Integrated Logistics. We are happy to have the management with us here today for the Q&A session with the investment community. Management is represented by Mr. Mahesh Bobra, Executive Director, and Mr. Avinash Poddar, Company Secretary. Before we start with the Q&A session, we'll have the opening comments from the management. Now, I'll hand over the call to Mr. Mahesh Bobra for the opening comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon there, and very warm welcome to everyone for joining the earnings call of Patel Integrated Logistics Limited. We, for the FY 2025-2026, has been an important year for Patel Integrated Logistics Limited, marked by strong execution, significant improvement in profitability, and continued strengthening of our core air freight logistics business. Results numbers, which I will explain you just in a few seconds, clearly demonstrate that initiatives undertaken over the last few years are now translating into tangible financial performance and enhanced shareholder value. Now, let me explain you the number for the quarter under review. During the fourth quarter, the company delivered robust operational and financial growth. Total income from operations increased by 11.68% year-on-year to ₹96.74 crore. More important for us, as we always chase the profitable growth, profit before tax increased by nearly 99% to ₹3.70 crore, while profit after tax rose by over 60% to ₹2.98 crore. Accordingly, earnings per share for the quarter increased by approximately 54% to ₹0.43 per share. Now, let me explain you the number for the full financial year 2025-2026. Our company reported total income from operations of ₹357.25 crore. While we are very happy to inform you that profit also before tax crossed the milestone of 10 crore or 1,000 lakh. We have achieved the profit. In fact, our profit grew by over 34% year-on-year to rupees 10 crore 30 lakh. Profit before tax is 10 crore 30 lakh. Accordingly, profit after tax also increased by more than 26% to rupees 9 crore 58 lakh, clearly reflecting operational momentum and our disciplined cost management. Let me assure all the people who have joined the call that these numbers are not incidental or one off. They are the result of focused execution, strengthening of our air freight franchisee, technology-led operational efficiencies, disciplined capital allocation, and a conscious shift towards higher margin business segment. Our company has successfully transformed itself into a more agile, efficient, and profitability-driven logistic organization, which will also getting proof by our core loading asset division continue to deliver strong growth and profitability. Accordingly, segment air freight division profit increased to 11 crore 26 lakh in FY 2025-26 compared to rupee 8 crore 63 lakh in the previous year. Clearly, it shows that our market position in our area of operation and our execution capabilities. As we know, Patel Integrated Logistics Limited has one of the strongest air freight network in the country, while we operate more than 100 airports across the Pan India network which we have developed over a period of time. Accordingly, we continue to have a significant and meaningful presence in cargo transportation through passenger aircraft services. We serve diverse industries. We serve any industry which we want to move the goods through the air. Accordingly, we carry documents. We carry pharma. We carry auto parts, engineering goods. We carry electronic goods. We also carry the FMCG. Whatever may be the move through the can be moved through the air. As we are seeing the numbers, this also shows that our fast improvement in operational efficiency and financial discipline. Accordingly, our finance cost reduced substantially to rupees 35 lakh only from 1 crore 18 lakh in the previous year, reinforcing the strength of our balance sheet and prudent financial management. We are practically debt-free company, although we have a small amount of limits just for operational flexibility. As can we know, we have the also company balance sheet has more than 20 crore cash and cash equivalent in hand, so company is clearly a debt-free company. We can call net debt-free company technically, but tactically we have a very healthy cash position, liquidity position in the company. considering the good financial position and all these numbers which I explained just now, we are happy to inform you the board has also recommended a final dividend of rupees 0.40 or 40 paisa per equity share for 2025-26. This is basically a 30% of our profit after tax and reflecting our confidence in the company's financial strength and long-term growth trajectory, long-term growth path. We are very confident and we want to reward the shareholders. So 30% of the profit after tax has been declared as a dividend. Going forward, we believe the company is strongly positioned to capitalize on the structural growth opportunities emerging in India's logistic and air cargo sector. We all know that now the number of airports are increasing. Just now, the Mumbai airport got operational. Jewar airport in Noida also getting operational. So as the number of airports, the government had a target of increasing the number of airports from 140 to 220. So for a company like us has an immense opportunity. Passenger aircraft at the airlines have other number of passenger aircraft more than I believe it will be from around 700 passenger aircraft to 1800 passenger aircraft will be there, which will also give us the growth opportunity for our company and for the country as a whole as well. As we know that there is an increasing demand for movement of cargo which are very time sensitive, which require the goods to move in a time bound manner. As we are right, consumptions are increasing in our country, we are growing country. The people are looking for the player which are a organized player, which have a good integrated logistics solution with a wide network and execution capabilities. Hence, organized player like us has a very good opportunity lying ahead. Hence, we are very confident while entering the next phase of growth. As the company, we will always remain clear in increasing our return on capital employed, leveraging technology, leveraging artificial intelligence, increasing the operational productivity, and as a result, creating the long-term value for all stakeholders. Let me also give you we have formed a subsidiary company in the last December quarter, Rajpath Logistics Limited. As we are talking, we are continue to getting empanelment for logistic business in top corporate of India. Hence, we are very confident in next 2-3 years from almost now the company is grow in the nascent stage. We will be able to reach the turnover, very meaningful turnover for that subsidiary company also. So that will be additional vertical for the company in addition to the air cargo business. As a result, there will be improvement in our overall return on capital employed as well as our DSO or debtor sales outstanding, because the Rajpath Logistics Limited will operate in area where there will be minimal outstanding. So we are all very excited about the achieving the milestone which was of 10 crore profit, as well as we are expecting that this is only the beginning and we will grow much faster than this. Thank you.
Thank Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask question. The first question is from the line of Vikram Suryavanshi from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. So what kind of a revenue we can look at from Rajpath Logistics, say, 3 years, 5 years down the line? What is our vision for that?
Yeah. Look, currently we are in the 400 crore bracket, correct? So I can definitely say that Rajpath will add another 25% from that. Apart from our normal growth in the airspace logistics, which will happen.
Okay. And what kind of margin we can expect in that business?
Yeah. Look, that business will have a high return on capital employed because outstanding will be very minimal. So capital employed also will be churning will be very fast. And the return on capital employed will be higher than the margin, definitely. That's the expectation we have. And we are expecting an upward of 20% in return on capital employed from that business. ROC.
So there we'll basically do the booking for freight or trucking freight basically, and we'll outsource the so basically
fleet
from the market.
Yeah, we are asset-light company and we will continue to be asset-light company. So we will not own any truck, but we will leverage our network which we have and the contact which we have and the brand which we are in. We have the acquisition of brand and the top corporates are willing to give us the business and we want to be not taking any other business. We will take a very few corporate only and doing the business with them with an almost with a minimal risk.
And because of this ongoing war situation and the way we have seen the increase in the crude price as well as the ATF prices, how is the impact in short term in terms of capacity availability from the airlines as well as the fear of ATF prices going up and impacting short term?
Yes, Vikram, this is actually, I can tell you, unfortunately, it's a favorable position for us because we are organized players. But at the same time, rates are hardening. As I'm talking to you from the March, 15%, 1.5 international rates have increased. So rates are hardening and definitely there is a supply issues are there. But since we are operating with more than 60 airlines. Okay, 60 airlines and luckily in our case, as I can see, just now the April month gone away, the momentum of the growth is continuing. And we are, it's an unfortunate situation for the world, but luckily we are keeping our momentum intact.
Okay, so but in say 27, can we see volume growth on the back of geopolitical situation or what kind of internal growth targets we have?
Yes, correct. What will be, more rate will be increased more than the volume definitely because the rates are getting hardened. But at the same time, volume also, it is very difficult to tell right now, but what can be the point is that more and more goods are moving through the air also because of the all this tension and all this one. So we are very much hopeful that we will be able to maintain the growth in the volume as well.
Okay, got it. And in terms of our, we do have like a warehousing. So any plan to increase the warehousing capacity or some of the time we also lease out the capacity, which is a part of other income. So how is this like a steady state income generation opportunities we have? Plus comment on anything on warehousing side also.
Yeah. Vikram, what is happening, and as you can see in our what actually the ultimately that we are a ROC driven company, and we are like I was talking with just now the company, subsidiary company, where the ROC will be definitely more than the what we can earn from the warehouse business. Okay, and the current business also without any owning the new asset, we are earning the ROC more than the what we can earn from the temporary. Yes, warehouse is a long term business; it will give growth, but currently, the what we are as a, internally we are observing that our current operations are giving us more ROC than the, if we venture into the warehouse operation. So that is the thought process going on. But never say never. If any good opportunity come and we find the lucrative ROC coming up, then because luckily the company don't have a challenge of liquidity, company has a healthy balance sheet. That is not the issue for the company. So we are open to that, but right now, immediately we are not looking, we have don't have any plan to enter into the asset business.
Got it. And earlier you also mentioned about like a revenue leakage or improvement in operational side with the mobile app launch. So
yeah.
How is that response and success, and incrementally how we can see the benefit out of it?
Yeah, as, yeah right. We have now as early as now the AI also coming up, so we are talking about 2 days back also we have a internal AI meeting also, and we want to leverage the this new technology for controlling the any leakages which we have. At the same time, just to happy to inform you, for the trade receivable, I think probably we are the one of them who have put the in system only in our area of business. If the outstanding improved, outstanding go to certain, more than certain date for a customer which we are not comfortable, then system only stop it and there is no manual intervention. At the same time, we want to grow the turnover and all this one. So it's a little selective also. It's not that we want to be totally the system driven company and forget about the flexibility which human institutional knowledge which we have. So we are trying to use the both the thing, human knowledge which we have, institutional knowledge which we have, and the system knowledge which we are giving us. At the same time, TradePill app, we are trying to do the more automation now, so that the more and more automation can happen, and the existing manpower can be used more productively. We are a tentative company, and we don't want anybody to lose the job. At the same time, we want to use the productivity of the employee in a more efficient way. So our overall productivity improve, and ultimately the profit is the byproduct of entire thing which we do.
Oh, got it, sir. And lastly, on this monetization of non-core asset, which has been there for a long time. So any material development we are expecting from this monetization of non-core?
Correct. Yes, as we know, we have a one property there, which is we are actively pursuing for the redevelopment. At the same time, addition to our property, there are two more properties that are also there. So what the, now the things are coming up, if three of us together develop, then the valuation can be much more than that. So as early as next week also, we are going to have a meeting for that only. And rest assured, we are actively pursuing that matter. At the same time, as we know, it is one once in a lifetime opportunity in all this. So we want to extract the maximum value what is possible from that.
And what will be the structure of these developments? It can give broad possibility. Will it be developed under existing listed player, or will it be like a sold out to as a one time gain, or it can it have recurring income?
Ultimately, no, we don't think it is a one time like that. We till now the thought process is that everything will be in the listed company only, because that property owned by listed company. Okay, so what the and the structuring we are formulating, but I don't think we will go for one time like that. Because we have a expertise in house also of the construction activity and all this one. So we want to be part of that activity and not the one off gain. We want to take the maximum benefit out of it, which may not be possible in if we do one off thing. Yeah.
Got it, sir. That was quite helpful. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you. As we know, Patel Integrated Logistics Limited is undervalued relative to its performance. With double-digit revenue growth, liberal dividend payments, and unmatched operational leverage, we are expecting very soon the company is poised for a valuation re-rating. This I am pointing out because there are sometimes the shareholders have a point that our share prices are very low, and we as a management person are aware of that one, and we are very much committed to do whatever is possible to enhance the shareholder value, and we are building the foundation for long-term leadership in Indian logistics. We once again thank you all of you for attending this call, and hope the future will be more brighter than the what we are mentioning you today. Thank you all of you.
Thank you. On behalf of Phillip Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.